Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM each and every Saturday morning. Hey, we're out at Garrett's Appliance at 2410 28th Street Southwest, right on the corner of Byron Center Avenue and 28th Street. You got to get out here. They've got a big grill sale going on. They got about 50 of them out front in the tent. They're going to have a little throwdown between the Weber rep, the Wolf grill rep, and Barbecue Bob himself is going to be firing up the tech. So you got to get out here. They're going to be grilling up a bunch of food. It's going to be a really, really good little fight they got going on. So looking forward to that. Get out here and enjoy some of the food. Hey, I promised you last segment, and we didn't quite get to it, a brining recipe. If you listened earlier in the show, brining meat is a way that it really tenderizes the meat. You get a lot of moisture in there, and I talked about the science behind it. But actually what this is a brine is a salt and sugar solution. And basically what you want to do is you want to put in 3 parts salt, 1 part sugar, and then whatever you do, you need 10 times as much water. So I'm going to give you 3 cups of salt, 1 cup of sugar, and 10 cups of water. And or 10, excuse me, 40 cups of water, because it's 3 and 1 is 4 times 10 is your 40 cups of water. That's your brining solution. So you can look some of these up. You can add spices to them and really impart some cool flavor in your meat. Again, watch the time based on thickness, the amount of time you leave it in there. Half-inch thick meat, half an hour. 1-inch thick meat, 1 hour. You can look all this stuff up online on thegrillingguys.com.
Good stuff.
Yep.
You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about last week, I think, I covered a baked bean recipe. Maybe the week before.
That's right. I don't know.
But I put it to use last Saturday. Had a graduation party for Alex. And I made up a variation of that baked bean recipe. And what I did was I threw it in the smoker under a brisket and a butt. It was in the rack underneath them. Well, actually, I think you tasted those beans.
Oh, absolutely,
you?
I did. And they were fantastic.
What a beautiful way to warm up beans. You know, throw them in the smoker and put them under something. But right now, we're going to get to a guy. We've been experiencing just a little bit of phone trouble. The station installed a bunch of new equipment, and we're kind of doofuses. We don't know how to push these buttons. But on the live line right now, we have Steve Smith, the beer geek from Hopcat. What's up, dude?
Yeah.
Hey, you got some... We finally got you. Thanks for holding out so long for us. But you are the chief beer geek, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yep.
That's a great title.
I've been in the craft industry in Michigan for 15 years now, so I've paid my dues.
So you have some wonderful microbrewed beers. You know, I've been in Chicago and had people talking about the Hopcat.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, we've seen some kind of national recognition with some of the awards we've won and just kind of what we're doing with the education and the varieties and just really just kind of creating a lot of passion and excitement about craft beer.
Hey, Steve, this is Jop. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm really good. Thanks. Hey, if people don't know, where's the Hopcat located?
Right downtown Grand Rapids at 25 Ionia. It's on the first block. It's just on the left-hand side of the Van Andel Arena.
Okay, so if I remember correctly, you got quite a few tap handles there.
We do. We have 48.
That's right. Are you making any of those beers right there?
We are. We're actually usually having about 6 and 8 different handles of our own Hopcat beer on.
Yeah, so which of those Hopcat beers would you pair with a burger?
With a burger right now, we have a Scottish Ale, or a Wee Heavy, as it's also called, and it's called the 20-pound Hedgehog. And that goes great with burgers. Just plain burgers, not spice. You know, you can even put a little bacon in there for some savory action. But the really accentuated sweetness and malt on the style of beer that it is goes wonderfully with the nice, rich complexity of just a classic burger.
Okay, I want to tease everybody a little bit, but you and I are cooking up something for a little grilling thing downtown Grand Rapids, right?
Yep, we're looking to do that.
Let's tease the audience. We're going to have a blowout. We're going to have a barbecue blowout downtown Grand Rapids, and the Hopcat is ground zero. So keep that in the back of your mind. You're going to hear more in the next few weeks on that. But if you've ever been to the Hopcat, you have probably not escaped without trying the crack fries.
It's true. That's one of the signature things we have that people drive hundreds of miles for.
And my brother talks about them incessantly. What other beer would you have to go with maybe some grilled chicken?
Well, some grilled chicken. You know, if you have a nice, real kind of spicy, tangy barbecue, which is usually what I like to do with chicken, right. Our IPAs are fantastic for that. IPAs are really hoppy beers. Just pair wonderfully with that kind of really sharp, accentuated spice tones. So right now we have our classic IPA that we have on that people have really gotten into and love, and that's our Hopopotamus IPA. But we also have a real special treat. We have it's called the Hoppertunus, and that's our Imperial IPA. So we've sort of increased the malt bill, therefore raising the alcohol, building the body up a little bit more, and also adding in a couple different varieties of hops in there too. Three different kinds. There's the Sriracha Ace, which is a kind of a newer strain of hops that are out there. Really beautiful flavor profile on that. We've also got our classic Cascade that we normally put in a lot of our beers, and there's a lot of them that you see out there, kind of a nice traditional hop varietal. And then a third, which I honestly can't remember the name of right now. It's a little bit of an oddball, but we toss that in there just to kind of round out the hop profile. But that's a really nice one, again, with that nice kind of a spicier style tone.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're out at Garrett's Appliance, and we've got a grill sale going out here that you wouldn't believe. You got to get out here at 28th Street and Byron Center and check this out. We got Steve Smith on the line from Hopcat right now, and he's breaking down some beers that would go with burgers and chicken. And then if you aren't grilling unless you throw a steak on the grill for a lot of people. So, Steve, what you got that goes well with a steak?
Well, steak, you know, depends on how the guys like to do their steaks. I'm kind of a classic guy. I just like a little bit of spice on there, and then I usually like to take a big hunk of blue cheese and kind of finish off the top with it. So with that, you know, there's a couple different ways you can go. Probably with that nice, musty blue cheese, one that we had that could kind of stand up to the flavor of the meat, you know, that kind of that nice fat that you might have on there, and then also the blue on there as well, is a real fun special production we have. It's a farmhouse ale, which is a style that traditionally comes from either Belgium or France. The Belgians call them the Saisons. But they are styles that kind of have a nice, natural, citrusy, musty tone to them that would also go well with, again, the meat, but then also the blue cheese is what I like to do. And that's a real limited edition that we've done. We aged that out for about 8 months with some Michigan peaches that we collected at the end of the season last summer. And it's not overly sweet, even with the peaches on there. It's just got a very mild tone on there. But that would be a phenomenal one, I think, with a steak.
Well, thanks a lot, Steve. We're talking with Steve Smith. We're gonna let you go now, but we sure appreciate you calling in.
No, my pleasure. I wish I was out there grilling with you guys. I'm going to be doing some of that here a little bit later on in my house. So.
All right. Thanks
so
much.
You guys have fun. Thanks for having me on.
All right, dude. That's Steve Smith from the Hopcat, and if you've never been to the Hopcat, buzz down there. It's on the corner of Ionia and another little crossroad, but it's right in the heart of that little district there with some really great pubs. It's just a wonderful place to walk into because you're looking at 50, 60 tap handles when you walk in, and it's I don't know. If you like fine microbrewed beers, that's a great place to go. It's one of the legends of the Midwest.
Yep, and those microbrews go so well with a variety of grilled foods, and you couldn't learn how to make those in any better place than some of the classes that you're putting on, right, Bob?
Yeah,
Where are some of those classes going to be? We're coming up here, and we've got a couple of them, I think, next week.
Yeah, well, next week I'm in Chicago doing one, but the week after that, I think we've got the 14th, we're at Alpha and Omega in Williamston, Michigan, and on the 15th, we're at Hanson Feed and Seed in Greenville. It's going to be me and Rob Russell. And if you haven't been to a real barbecue class, this is a great way to do it because what we're going to do is we're going to teach technique and blends, seasonings. There's just so much that goes into these. Both these classes are ribs and chicken, and there's so much that goes into making a good rib to make it properly because we've all messed around over the years with, you know, trying to ruin some ribs. We're going to keep you out of trouble, and we're going to teach you a technique that will make just guaranteed good ribs. You need to go to one of these. And if you don't know what to get your husband for Father's Day, if you don't know what to get your brother for Father's Day or your dad, great way. We have a lot of father-son combinations showing up at these classes. That's really cool. That kind of warms my heart when I see a young married guy walking in with his dad, you know, and his dad really is pretty decent griller, but could never do ribs, could never really do good chicken. And it's a great evening. It's from 5 to 9. It's at Alpha and Omega or at
Hanson Seed and Feed.
Feed and Seed in Greenville. And the other ones we have coming up are in the following week, and they're up in Traverse City. We've got Square Deal Country Store. We've got one at Positive Chimney. We've got one down in Bloomfield Hills at This Is It Shop. And those are in July.
And these are, you know, this isn't a break-the-bank proposition. It's $80 a person to come. You're going to leave there with some great technique.
And a full rack of ribs.
That's right, and a full rack of ribs. And if you've got them prepared like these guys do it, you're going to take those things home and cook them, and you're just going to be impressed, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This Rob Russell and Bob have this thing down. This is not a paid endorsement, but I've sat through this class twice. And
you're coming to the one in Greenville.
I am, because I tell you what, I pick something up every time. These guys are good at what they do, and it's a great place. A lot of fun. There'll be eating going on, maybe a little drinking going on. Not much, but because we all have to be careful because we're driving. But anyway, they're just a good time.
You're cueing the law enforcement agencies right now to watch out for that grilling rig.
That's right. But we always do it safe. We have to.
That's right. Yeah, we might have a bucket of beers, and sometimes a guy will enjoy a beer at the class. But primarily, it's just a great time. It's 4 hours of ribs and chicken. So anyway, I don't want to beat that to death. We have a couple of cool things in the gadget corner. One of the things, if you're looking for another, again, Father's Day gift, here we go, a Jacquard.
Right.
If you don't have a Jacquard and you like to do brisket, if you buy some, let's say, more cost-effective cuts of beef, you can take a basic piece of beef that might be a little on the tough side or might be a little on the grizzly side, and you can take your Jacquard or your guitar, whatever you want to use on it, and you can put your rubs, your oil, and all that stuff on there and just pound on it with your Jacquard, and you can take a crummy piece of meat. Yes?
For those of you that don't know what a Jacquard is, you can look it up on the Internet. But if you were a kid, you remember you watched the horror movies and there was a guy laying on a bed of nails? Well, that's what a Jacquard is.
It's a bed of nails.
It looks like a bed of nails.
On.
Yeah, you put your meat on it. But no, it's actually a kitchen tool. But it pierces the meat and it drives the seasoning and the oils down into the meat. We talked a little bit about brining before. You don't brine red meat. This would be a way to get those flavors and those seasonings into the meat.
That's
and it
right.
does tenderize it. It breaks down the tendons, and it makes it a little more tender when
Do
you're
Do not
it.
Use it on your wife when you're giving her a back rub, though.
That's
it's
right.
It's not going to work.
You know,
unless she's into pain.
You can get those cuts of meat that we're talking about. They're a little more reasonably priced. Jacquard will help you do it. You know that the preferred Angus that's at our D&W markets and the Tender Ridge meat that's at the Family Fair stores, those are great places to go. They stock this kind of stuff, and they might even have a Jacquard, but if they don't, I know you can find them online.
That's right. And you also need to check out, for a Father's Day gift, a digital probe. And we're talking about a digital thermometer. Again, when we do these classes, we're going to be measuring the meat. Later on here, I see the Wolf Rep walking around here. He's got a digital probe hanging out of his pocket, so I know he's going to be checking that chicken out. You're going to want to bring that to 170 at least to be cool. But it's so nice to be accurate when you're measuring your meat temperature, because these little old analog jobs just don't cut it. The other thing that's a really cool gift for Dad, if he's a big griller and he wants to show off at the grill a little bit, is a peppermill salt mill combination. It's a one-piece unit. I'll be using mine later. But sometimes you've got your tongs stuck on something, and you want to grab that salt and just bang, 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 hit the handle, and a little salt comes out. You flip it over, bang, 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 your pepper comes out.
All right.
So you're talking grinding sea salt and peppercorns at the same time, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that is a cool little tool, because you can just turn your wrist left to right, and you get the salt or the pepper. It's not coming out until you squeeze the trigger, so you don't over-salt, over-pepper. It's a cool little tool. You can find those anywhere.
Good Father's Day gift.
Yeah, and that's like a $15 item.
Uh-huh.
That's a cool deal.
Got a couple steak secrets, too. If you're using some of those nice steaks from Spartan, you don't have to do this. But if you're buying some cheaper meats, sometimes what you want to do to clean that blade off on that cut is just scrape your knife blade across that across the face of the steak, because some of these production places don't do a good job at cleaning up, and you'll find a bunch of marl and a bunch of things coming off that steak. So you'll want to take your knife blade across the cut of the steak, stand it up, and just scrape that steak real well before you get to grilling it. Bring the thing to room temperature, because you want that steak at room temperature when you grill it. Coat it with a little oil, and then throw your salt and pepper on there, and go ahead and let it just set for a while. And then get it on as hot a surface as you can get it to get it ready for a sear. So anyway, those are my little steak secrets for this morning.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, no, it's all good stuff, Bob. And you know what? Stick with us, because Bob's got one more recipe for us. It's a balsamic chicken that we put together with some of that stuff from the Old World Olive Press. I tell you what, this is the bomb. I had some of it. We're going to run through those tips for keeping the kids safe around the grill. We're the Grilling Guys, 107.3. Stick with us. We'll be right back.